This is a fiction assessment by Ozhan about a moving statue. Bright rays of sunshine shone down on the luscious park, birds tweeting from the trees and children laughing or squealing with joyful fun. Jacob, a 13-year-old boy, peacefully lay in the shade of the great willow tree in the center of the park. Slowly, a great set of clouds closed in around the area, like two great black hands closing. Unfortunately, they closed in quicker than anticipated, and Jacob found it raining and most people leaving. Quick as a flash, Jacob ran home, covering his head with his jumper. Running as fast as he could, Jacob ran through the park, rain pounding on his back, as he leaped through the air, not even stopping for air. Suddenly, he stopped, unable to move, for he was entranced by something, a statue of the most elegant kind. Carefully, Jacob walked up to it, to the statue, for the looming statue both striked fear and amazement. Strangely, the statue was not beast, man, or any other known creature, but rather a mix of them all, as though itself were alien. Unable to say anything but stare at it inquisitively, Jacob's eyes widened as he thought he saw it move. Creeping backward, he watched it as each passing second it moved more frequently. It was alive. Fear gripped Jacob. His eyes were unable to look away as the statue began to even take color. Its mixed shape and eyes became red, its face a jumble of colors. Complete darkness seemed to engulf the world as the monster's voice rumbled in a deep voice, "I am superior, for no one shall defeat me." Jacob stopped, and he saw the words on the pedestal vanishing as though they would fix everything. Then it struck Jacob that the only way to dispose of the creature was to say the words before him. As fast as he could, he read out loud the words. Luckily, he was a great reader because the words were complicated. Though it sounded like just a bunch of sentences, he could feel power in the words. The power of light, good, and prosperity. And before the statue could comprehend what was happening, it vanished as quick as it had. It came, becoming just a statue once again. Standing there, Jacob wondered, just wondered about it, for it was unknown to this day just what happened.